This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
And welcome to the Untold Story podcast, everybody. I'm Martha McCallum. It's great to be with you today to talk about the incredible TV series, The Chosen. For those of you who are not familiar with it yet, it's a show that depicts the life of Jesus Christ. I have been very excited about the first several episodes and series of The Chosen, and now they are about to drop the fourth season, and it is now available. So today I'm lucky to be joined by Jonathan Rumi, who plays the role of Jesus on the show, as well as Elizabeth Tabish, who plays Mary Magdalene. They are both really gifted, incredible actors, and I cannot wait to share what they had to say about the show, what it's like to film this new season in interesting places here in America, and a lot more. So here's my conversation with Jonathan and Elizabeth. Welcome to both of you. I have a life, I have things that I do, but I have been spent the last few months, I keep thinking, when is it coming out? When is it coming out? So now it's finally here. So, yeah. Jonathan, what was it like shooting this fourth season as it becomes ever more popular? 600 million people have watched The Chosen now. It's extraordinary success.
Yeah, it's been unbelievable. The whole process has been unbelievable. Filming season four was probably one of the biggest challenges for us of the season so far. It was fraught with weather and just logistical challenges, and then the storyline itself is full of heavy emotional, grief and loss, and all these like emotional giants for all of the disciples to experience throughout the season.
You play Mary Magdalene, and for anyone who hasn't seen the first three seasons, one of the most moving segments in the first season is when Mary Magdalene meets Jesus, mm-hmm. and she is in a very dark, dark place yeah. in her life. She suffered a ton of trauma. She is at the edge, really, literally.
Yeah.
How did you deal with shooting those scenes, and how did you connect with her yeah. as a real person?
I mean, I when I first booked it, I was kind of going through some similar emotional states myself. I was having a real tough time finding meaning in my own life, and I couldn't make rent. I was struggling with a lot of different things, and so when I first read the script for the audition, I felt so connected to her, and I thought, well, this is so interesting to see. This story about Jesus and the disciples kind of start off with a woman's story, and we don't even know it's Mary Magdalene until the end of the episode. And I just thought it was such interesting and such a fresh take on this character, but it's also rooted, on what she went through in the Bible.
Yeah, that's one of the things I love about the beginning is that you start meeting these people and you don't know who they are, and you're learning their stories. Then you find out, oh, that's Matthew.
Yeah.
So that's pretty amazing.
The Untold Story continues right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
In that clip that we just played, Jonathan, you're talking about Jesus as a warrior. I think for so many people, growing up going to, whatever kind of Christian study they have in school or out of school, Jesus is just sort of this nice guy, handing out flowers. And Jesus is a warrior. Yeah. That's very clear in this season, isn't it?
Yeah, very, very much so. I mean, the tensions are really coming to a head with the authorities, not just the Pharisees, but the Roman authorities. Everybody's beginning to perceive Jesus as a true threat. And he's very plainly letting them know that he's not there to just hand out flowers, as it were. He's there to upend the system, the religious leaders that have perverted the faith of their forefathers and neglected the community that is most in need, and forgotten what it means to love and to have mercy and forgiveness and compassion. And so he's there to remind them of that, at the expense, I believe, of the you know, the reputation of the current system in place.
Yeah. It's also interesting to watch in this season because we've seen these characters, Elizabeth, who have been presented as the people who are going to have a struggle. Mm-hmm. Do they stay with their families, mm-hmm. or with their old faith, or do they break away? Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about how that plays in the fourth season.
Yeah, I mean, I think the most dramatic version of that is the story of Thomas and Rhema, mm-hmm. Where she literally defies her father to follow Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we see the effects of that and how it creates division within families, within communities, to make that choice. And, you know, you put your life on the line for this, and we see what happens with it.
So tell me, when can people actually see it? I know it's going to be in movie theaters first. So for people who are watching this, you know, lay it out for them, if you would, Jonathan.
Yeah, so for the next 2 weeks, episodes 1, 2, and 3 will be in theaters February 1st. You can get tickets at thechosenriseup.com and see where it's playing at your local theaters. And then after those 2 weeks are up, those first 3 episodes are out of the theater. So you really, if you want to, you know, be right there for the beginning of this story, for this season, you got to go out and watch the first 3 episodes. And then the next 3 episodes will play for another 2 weeks, and then the final 2 episodes after that.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth Habish and Jonathan Rumi. That's the story for today. Thank you for listening to the Untold Story podcast. Please rate and review this podcast and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Martha McCallum. See you next time. You've been listening to The Untold Story with Martha McCallum. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. Make sure to rate and review. For more podcasts, go to foxnewspodcast.com. Listen ad-free with the Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.